Islamic State-inspired carnage on U.S. soil is a concept many Americans find unnerving.
It's really scary because ISIS has, like, bombs and everything, and bombs could take out, like, a whole city.
I mean, when the first thing happened, obviously, you know, there was, we heard on the news, you know, that they, you know, that obviously we were targeted, too.
We have got a hidden enemy. We've got an enemy that doesn't wear uniforms. We've got an enemy that's very vicious, very violent, very sick. And we've got to take him out.
Taking the fight to Islamic State is a point of bipartisan agreement.
They have to be defeated, and that means taking them on in the air, taking them on the ground, and taking them on in cyberspace.
Ideas about what to do expose deep partisan rifts.
We need to renew the assault weapons ban. We need to end the sale of high-capacity magazines. We need to make gun trafficking a federal crime.
The left's immediate reaction to radical Islamic terrorists, like kittens with their eyes closed, is not to go after the bad guys, but immediately to try to seize the guns of law-abiding citizens.
Even the terms used to frame the debate on violence and terrorism are contested.
Call it for what it is. This is a fight for Western civilization. They've declared war on us.
The problem is that that sounds like we are declaring war against a religion. It helps to create this clash of civilizations that is actually a recruiting tool for ISIS and other radical jihadists.
The Republican-led Congress has until week's end to extend the U.S. government spending authority and avert a partial shutdown. The San Bernardino attack and Obama's national address assure Washington's attention will be divided. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Between the individual and